بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy, I would like to welcome you to 26th session in which we will revise mainly the verbs. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. الله أكبر. Before I continue, I would like to give a motivational tip on heart. The two most precious things that a man owns are time and heart. Time is life, as we say it, which can be invested in good or bad, and heart is the internal compass which directs a person to use it properly. The center of our spiritual existence is our heart. All important activities are functions of heart, like iman is function of heart, ikhlas, sincerity of faith, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawakkul, trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sabr, patience, and shukr, thanksgiving, etc. are all functions of heart. There are many people who do not want to do good things, not because they don't know, but because their heart is corroded. For example, almost all Muslims know that Salatul Fajr is compulsory. But how many come for prayer in Jama'ah? Why? Because of the corrosion of heart. Some people say that we should work on faith. Understanding Quran is not important. But how can any other cure be better or more effective than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed, as we will see after a while? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Beware, there is a piece of flesh in the body. If that is good, the whole body is good. And if that is corrupted, the whole body gets corrupted. And that is heart. On the day of judgment, wealth and children will not benefit. Only the one who comes with a sound heart, as it is there in Surah Shu'ara. Sound heart means free from evils. Or in another place, Surah Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or a heart turned in devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, there are many verses which talk about heart in the Quran. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about hypocrites that فِي قُلُوبِهِم مَرَضٌ, in their heart is a disease. Similarly about kuffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِم, Allah has sealed their hearts. Similarly for people who are doing bad things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلَ بُصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ قُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ, for indeed it is not the eyes that grow blind, but it is the hearts that grow blind. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us the prayer, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِيَوْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا, O Allah, do not let our hearts deviate after you have guided us. And there are many prayers, like in prayer of sujood of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَى دِينِكَ, O the one who turns the hearts, please make my heart firm on your deen. يَا مُصَرِّفَ الْقُلُوبِ صَرِّفْ قَلْبِي إِلَىٰ طَاعَتِكَ, and so on. Now, we come to the solution. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, O mankind, there has come to you an exhortation from your Lord and a healing for the diseases in your heart, or what is in the chests, that means healing for the hearts. So can anyone give a better cure than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed? So we should try to recite Quran as much as possible along with understanding. Without understanding, how can we receive the messages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to convey to us? There are other cures for the heart, such as remembering death, doing dhikr and istighfar, establishing regular prayers, avoiding sins, helping orphans and others, and committing ourselves to Islamic activities. Now let's come to the second part, which is revision of verbs. Please note that the count given next to each verb includes all basic triliteral forms active and passive forms, masculine and feminine gender forms. And the next five slides in PowerPoint presentation show those forms. For example,
the next slide
shows you the masculine perfect and imperfect forms, fa'ala, fa'alu, including for dual. And the slide after that shows imperative and prohibitive forms, if'al, if'ala, if'alu, la taf'al, la taf'ala, and so on, and also fa'il, maf'ul, along with plurals. The next slide shows feminine gender forms for perfect and imperfect tense. And the next slide shows imperative and prohibitive forms, as well as fa'ilah, maf'ulah, and their plurals and dual forms. The slide after that shows passive voice forms for masculine as well as feminine genders. In total, they come to 95, including verbal noun, that is fa'il, to do, fa'il, to do. But alhamdulillah, just look at what we have learned. The 21 forms cover 90% of the occurrences. 90% of the cases are those in which you will see one of these 21 forms. Alhamdulillah, what we have learned through TPI again makes it further simplified. Let us start with different styles of fa'ala. Or the four abwab, bab fataha, fataha style, A style, and then bab nasara, B style, or nasara style, bab daraba, or C style, daraba style, and bab sami'a, or D style, or sami'a style. Fataha, nasara, daraba, and sami'a. How will you remember these four styles? Well, we have come up with a simple method. First of all, if you remember the first verse of Surah An-Nasr, they include both these forms. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. So فتح and نصر forms are included. How will you remember the next two? Well, I have come up with a very simple thing. I just hit something. So if you hit something, you will hear it. So ضرب hit, then سمع. So فتح نصر ضرب and سمع. So let's start with fataha style verbs, bab fataha. Under this category, we have covered three verbs, including the fundamental type fa'ala. Let us practice different forms of the verb fataha. Fataha means he opened. You can repeat with me. Fataha, fatahu, fatahta, fatahtum, fatahtu, fatahna, yaftahu, yaftahuna, taftahu, تفتحون أفتح نفتح افتح افتحوا لا تفتح لا تفتحوا فاتح مفتوح فتح هو فتح هي فتحت هو يفتح هي تفتح. The verb فعل also comes on this pattern and we have practiced it very often. And another verb is جعل. جعل means he made. For example, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin. These three verbs together occur in the Quran almost 480 times in different forms. That was the first style. Let us take bab nasara. On this pattern, we have practiced seven verbs including nasara. Let us first practice nasara. Nasara means he helped. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. You can repeat with me. Nasara, nasaru, nasarta, nasartum, nasartu, nasarna, yansuru, yansuruna, tansuru, tansuruna, ansuru, nansuru, unsur, unsuru, la tansur, la tansuru, nasir, mansur, nasr. Wa nasara hiya, nasarat, wa yansuru hiya, tansuru. You may have noticed that in our notes as well as in PowerPoint slides, we have given only 6 forms instead of 21. Why? Because if you know fataha, then you can make fatahu, fatahta, fatahtum, fatahna. because you are used to. But you need to know whether it is yaftahu or in case of nasara yansuru. If you know u here, yansuru, then you can make the rest of the form. Yansuru, yansurun, tansuru, tansurun, ansurun, ansuru. Similarly, you need to know the amr form, the imperative form. Iftah or unsur. What is it? So if you know unsur, then you can make unsuru, la tansur, la tansuru. And then the rest three, nasir, mansur, nasr, are already there. If you know six forms, you can make the rest. That's why we have provided six there. On the pattern of Nasara, under Bab Nasara, we have six more verbs. First of all, they are Khalaqa. Khalaqa means he created. Min sharri ma khalaq. Kafara, he disbelieved or he was ungrateful. Dhakara, he remembered. وَلَقَدْ يَصَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ رَزَقَ He provided. اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ رَزَقَكُمْ دَخَلَ He entered. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ عَبَدَ He worshipped. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ And these seven verbs in different forms have come 1,307 times. Let us take Bab Daraba. Daraba means he hit. Or Daraba Mathalan, he gave example. We will do for Bab Daraba complete exercise. So repeat with me. Daraba, Darabu, Darabata, Darabatum, Darabatu, Darabana, Yadribu, Yadribuna, Tadribu, Tadribuna, Adribu, Nadribu. اضرب اضربوا لا تضرب لا تضربوا ضارب مضروب ضرب هو ضرب هي ضربت ويضرب هي تضرب On this pattern we have practiced three more verbs ظلم he wronged اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي and صبر he was patient وتواصوا بالصبر غفر He forgave فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك الله The fourth one is باب سمع سمع style D style سمع is he heard and you can see the difference is in the perfect form itself سمع it's not سمع so practice with me سمع سمعوا سمعت سمعتم سمعت سمعنا يسمع يسمعون تسمعوا تسمعون أسمع نسمع اسمع اسمعوا لا تسمع لا تسمعوا سامع مسموع سمع وسمع هي سمعت ويسمع هي تسمع On this pattern we have practiced three more verbs علم he knew رب زدني علما عمل he acted he did أيكم أحسن عملا or إنما الأعمال بالنيات and رحمة he was merciful he bestowed mercy فاغفر لي مغفرة من عندك وارحمني and these four verbs have come in the Quran 1,084 times
Allah
and lastly we practiced some verbs with weak letters are waw or ya or alif The first one in this one was قَالَ He said قَالَ قَالُوا قُلْتَ قُلْتُمْ قُلْتُ قُلْنَا يَقُولُ يَقُولُونَ تَقُولُ تَقُولُونَ أَقُولُ نَقُولُ قُلْ قُلُ لَا تَقُلْ لَا تَقُولُ قَائِلْ مَقُولْ قَوْلْ هُوَ قَالَ هِيَ قَالَتْ وَيَقُولُ هِيَ تَقُولُ On this exactly the same pattern we have two more verbs قَامَ He stood up and kana he was there were three more verbs that we did da'a means he called out da'a da'au da'auta da'autum da'autu da'una yad'u yad'una tad'u tad'una ad'u nad'u ud'u ud'u la tad'u la tad'u da'in mad'u du'a huwa da'a hiya da'at huwa yad'u hiya tad'u and two more verbs sha'a and ja'a For sha'a, we said only perfect and imperfect tenses are important. Sha'a, sha'u. Sha'a means he willed. شَاءَ شَاءُ شِئْتَ شِئْتُمْ شِئْتُ شِئْنَا يَشَاءُ يَشَاءُنَا تَشَاءُ تَشَاءُنَا أَشَاءُ نَشَاءُ. And the last one was جَاءَ, he came, and جَاءَ بِ means he came with, that means he brought. So جَاءَ means he came. Only perfect tense forms are important here. جَاءَ جَاءُ جِئْتَ جِئْتُمْ جِئْتُ جِئْنَا هُوَ جَاءَ هِيَ جَاءَتْ. And these six verbs have come in the Quran 3845 times. So with the nouns and prepositions and other letters in the last class and verbs in this class, we have come to a total of 41,684 occurrences in the Quran. Alhamdulillah.
Allah.
Total words of the Quran are approximately 77,800. 50% comes to 38,900. And we have covered 113 words or letters, etc., which occur 41,684 times. And remember, note that we took important words only. There are many other words which we have not counted. So even if certain words have second meanings or more than one meanings, which we have not covered, I would say we have reached, inshallah, almost 50% target.
Allah.
The next slide shows a picture whose area is covered 50%. Can you see something? If not, click it and you can see it. Inshallah, similarly, after you have learnt so many words of the Quran, I am sure understanding Quran must become easier after this, inshallah. It doesn't mean that you understand 50% of the Quran. What it means is on every page, you will find 50% of the words which are familiar to you. So understanding becomes much easier. With that, we stop here. We will talk about what next in the next lesson. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to fulfill all the rights of the Quran. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.